I talked about the referendum with some students at my school, and we decided that young people should also be allowed to take part in the vote. Through my father, I already knew the mayor, so I volunteered to ask him. The mayor agreed, and with help from his office, we launched a youth campaign that involved all the schools and youth groups in the town. We held ecological walks, dances, and peace marches. Up to 800 children from poor and middle-class neighborhoods took part in a massive Camp Out for Peace run by the Scouts. Hundreds came to peace concerts held in the San Roque Park in central Aguachica, where I introduced performers and sometimes played my guitar and sang peace songs. Colombia had never had a referendum like this one, so many journalists came from the capital to cover the story. Some asked me for interviews, and my mother became worried because I started getting a lot of attention. Several priests who had been helping the youth campaign had already been threatened and forced to leave the town. My mother begged me to be careful about anything I said in public, and especially never to criticize anyone directly. Becoming well known meant that some of the other kids